So Long as You Both Shall Live by Ed McBain. Read by Garrick Hagen. The city in these pages is imaginary. The people, the places, are all fictitious. Only the police routine is based on established investigatory techniques. Chapter 1. The photographer's name was Alexander Pike, and he was doing the job free of charge because Augusta Blair was a good friend of his, and this was Augusta's wedding day. It was also Bart Kling's wedding day, but Pike hadn't met Kling until 4 this afternoon, shortly before the ceremony. And whereas he naturally wished the groom all sorts of happiness, any real feelings of affection were reserved for Augusta. Pike had never seen so many cops in his life. The groom was a cop, of course, a tall, blond fellow who seemed a bit bewildered by everything that was going on. This explained why there were so many cops of different stripes and persuasions at the ceremony and now at the reception. All of them were in plain clothes, but Pike would have known what they were even if they'd all come to the wedding naked. He had once done a photographic documentary on law enforcement and had got to know policemen very well indeed. Actually, he liked cops, even if at 4 o'clock this afternoon one of them had married Augusta Blair, whom Pike had loved with undiminished passion for 3.5 years now. He had met Augusta shortly after she'd come to this city from Seattle, Washington. He'd been at a cocktail party in the quarter when suddenly the front door opened.